We think about Holy Spirit and we hear as believers about his grieving, but it doesn't seem like very much personally. And we may think, oh, when he's grieved is when I've been, too sharp with my husband or done something I shouldn't have, or maybe ignored him for the day or months or years or whatever, and he's grieved. But the grief is so deep because believers don't realize their value, that they were not made for themselves. They were made for God. And when they pursue their own lives rather than him, rather than what he gave them to be, the entire body suffers. And so it really is the kind of grieving that when you're close to him, you actually have your own heart breaking, because we're one. We're not separate from God. So what grieves him grieves us. And it isn't the little Christianese, nice little church saying, oh, please make what hurts your heart or breaks your heart, Lord, breaks my. No, this is, you feel like you're going to keel over because you belong to him and you are one with that body that is running away from him, doing its own thing, calling it God, pretending, lying, deceiving themselves, hiding and blaming, all of that stuff. And it's not even, oh, they're acting like the world. It's way beyond that. They are denying who he is and who he is in them. And it's been going on for centuries. This isn't a new issue. The body playing parlor games. Been doing it for a long time. I fear for them, not because, like we've read, we're going to look at this scripture in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3, 12 to 15. And it's really important because people will say, oh, if the body's not doing this, or if the body's not doing that, or if the body's not following the law, they'll bring that in. They'll try to place them under the law again, which is insane because the law is obsolete.